To help us understand the legal issues at work here, we turn to Akhil Amar, who teaches constitutional law at Yale University. I asked him if William Jefferson has a case that the FBI search of his office was unconstitutional.
I'm doubtful that he'll win in court on this one, just because I can't quite put my finger on the specific patch of constitutional text that he could point to. His best argument may be a certain argument about tradition and constitutional structure, in effect saying this is like executive privilege. It's not in the Constitution in so many words, but it's a real part of our tradition. But that's a hard argument to win if someone says, where does it say that explicitly in the Constitution?
When we talk about separation of powers, what exactly is that? What does it mean?
Well, I think separation of powers just basically reflects the idea that there are three distinct branches of government, and each has some special prerogatives and powers that the others shouldn't invade. The tricky thing is figuring out what those are.
Professor Amar, when historians say that this is the first time that a congressional office has been searched with a warrant by the executive branch, explain what the constitutional law at issue here is exactly.
Well, it's complicated. In theory, basically, unless there's some sort of special immunity, we're all subject to being searched in various contexts. And so really, there's apparently a criminal investigation going on. And just as with any other person being criminally investigated, Jefferson is subject to being searched with a warrant. That's the administration's position. Just the rules that apply to him are the same as the rules that apply to you or to me.
Congresspeople who are protesting this, including the leadership, point to Article 1 of the Constitution and say that that's what protects us here. What is in Article 1? What does it say?
Well, there are two main provisions. One that insulates members of Congress from certain kinds of arrest, but that really doesn't apply because the arrests are civil cases and not criminal cases. And then they say, well, there's this thing called the speech and debate clause, and members of Congress are privileged for speech and debate. And the problem with that is this really isn't a prosecution of Jefferson for something that he said on the floor, for some speech that he made, some debate that he was engaged in. So Article 1 is really a kind of congressional free speech clause, and the president would say, this is isn't about speech. This is about a search pursuant to a criminal investigation.
You know, there was an editorial in the Washington Post on this today, before this latest development, saying that the raid on Congressman Jefferson's office was not an outrage. And the editorial writer wrote this, the constitutional provisions do not transform congressional offices into taxpayer-funded sanctuaries.
And the argument is, why should members of Congress have any special privileges over the rest of us? And one counter is, maybe the rest of us deserve a little bit more protection. Newspaper offices often have secrets of other people in them. So suppose an attorney is the subject of an investigation. He's a target, but if you go into that attorney's office, you're going to find all sorts of other people's confidential information, unrelated to any possible crime. So maybe we need to rethink the rules generally about certain kinds of white-collar office searches.
It's not just obviously the legislative and executive branches at play here. There was a judge who signed off on this warrant. The FBI agents didn't just go in on their own. A judge said, okay, go ahead and do that.
And that's one reason why it may be hard for Jefferson to win in court is that a court really had authorized this. One thing that maybe needs to be done in the future, and maybe we need a new statute, is a set of rules creating more protection than merely the warrant.
Akhil Amar teaches constitutional law and political science at Yale University, and he's writing about this issue for Slate magazine.